campus
and online.
This is URN.
Promethean Particles, a spin-out company from the University of Nottingham, has won a global competition run by BASF, the world's largest chemical company. Promethean was the only non-US company to be shortlisted to present their proposal at BASF's North American quarters in New Jersey. In local news, a care home in Gedling has been put into special measures by the Care Quality Commission. Stoke House was criticised by care quality inspectors for poor staffing levels and failing to report allegations of patient abuse. Nottinghamshire County Council has since suspended its contract with the home because of declining standards. Full details of the allegations are yet to be revealed. Police searching for missing teenager Kaylee Hayward say they have found a body in a field in Leicestershire. The 15-year-old from Measham has not been seen since about 6 p.m. on Friday when she was dropped off outside her local community college. Officers made the discovery in Ibstock at about 10 p.m. on Wednesday. Formal identification has yet to take place. In international news, the French Prime Minister Manuel Valls has warned that France could face chemical or biological attack from terror groups. The Prime Minister was addressing the French Parliament ahead of a vote to extend the state of emergency by 3 months. Short film versions of Shakespeare's 37 plays are to be shown on giant screens this year to mark the 400th anniversary of his death. Actors are being dispatched around the world to film their lines in locations where the plays are set. Audiences can expect to see Cleopatra in Egypt or Julius Caesar in the Roman Forum. Each 10-minute film will be screened along a 2-mile stretch of the River Thames in London on the 23rd to 24th of April 2016. Now to the world of sport, batsman Ian Bell has been dropped from England's test squad for the tour of South Africa. The 5-time Ashes winner, who has played 118 tests, has not scored a test century for 23 innings. The tour starts on the 15th of December with the first test on the 26th of December. And as for the weather, you can expect a mainly dry day with some sunny spells, although there is chance of rain later in the afternoon. That's all for the news that matters to you. I'm Bessie F. Grave, and the time is now 12:15.